I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
Hey, have you guys seen You Don't Mess With the Zohan?
One of your favorites. You hold it in high regard?
No, not quite.
No.
You haven't seen it? Josh, what about you?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
Strange
case.
Well,
you know what you got to do here.
What do I have to do for the viewers?
Both of you guys got to tell me what you think this movie is going to be about.
Wait, you haven't seen this, Austin?
I haven't seen this. There's a strange case. I know a little bit more than Josh.
Sure.
So Josh goes first.
Okay. I kind of got this last week when we watched one of Austin's poster or classics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That I think this is like Adam Sandler's Borat. I think Borat happened after this, but you know, Zohan kind of sounds like a weird, like fake Borat Ernie. And I could see Adam Sandler like playing a fake goofy foreigner type character, and you know, he's usually the main these movies, he's probably whatever the Zohan is. So I think it's like Borat, but with Adam Sandler plays like this goofy, weird fake foreign person who's just like derping her America. He's probably cool, he falls in love, he gets the girl. I don't think he's going to be a normal guy in this one. Just
I like how you gave Sandler
there.
The credit of coming up with Borat happened 2 years before this movie came out.
Did it really?
Borat was 2000.
Wow. We're still in the early aughts, right?
Have you seen Borat, Josh?
I have seen Borat. I didn't like admitting that, but yeah, seen it. Wasn't fun.
I rented this movie because I saw Borat, and mm-hmm. I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I didn't hate Borat either. It's not my favorite thing.
But I rented this movie not knowing what I was really getting into. It was probably one of those dollar night rentals back at Best Buy or Hollywood. This is one of the first 10 minutes.
Oh, that's why you haven't seen it. Oh, that's foreboding. Justin starts with a hesitant lead-in and Austin turned off in 10 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
This is going to be something.
I don't think this is going to hold up well.
I
don't think it held up at the time.
I don't know that any of Sandler's movies have held up.
I think this one may be the worst. I'm just calling it. I think this may be the worst we've seen. Worse than Chuck and Larry.
We'll let the bingo card decide.
What do you think is the worst so far? Before this movie.
Chuck and Larry, I say.
Chuck and Larry too.
Chuck and Larry was pretty bad, yeah. Probably that one. I didn't like the Waterboy a lot. Really didn't like the Waterboy.
Waterboy still holds a value for
yeah.
It holds some water.
It
is.
It's not
it
water
a
anymore. It may have never been water, but it holds a liquid.
Okay.
Gatorade, piss. So I do not remember a thing about this. I remember I didn't see it in the theaters. I rented it, but you know, as dirt cheap as rentals were at that time, because Redbox has started moving in and killing it, and then to kill that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even give this.
Oh, this
chance.
Could be like a Redbox direct, like a direct to Redbox movie.
It should. It might have even been, as far as I know. I shall look at the poster. But no, I turned this off, and Star Trek: The Next Generation or Cheers episode was just on basic TV at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Far better choice. I'll have to make a guess, because that's what we do here on the podcast. I don't remember a thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, I wish you hadn't
What is called, you don't mess with Zohan?
I wish you hadn't called the Borat reference, because that's what I was going to say. I think this is Adam Sandler's Borat.
We can have the same guess. That's fine.
That's what I
think. You mean like you think he's going to try to trick people? Or that he's
No,
just
I don't think it's going to be like Borat. Or like okay. he literally he just goes into public and films it.
Borat is like a mockumentary, like Jackass or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this is a fiction film. He missed
He's not gonna catch Giuliani being a pedophile and having to stop production of his movie.
Oh, you know, the second one held up maybe. I watched it. It wasn't bad. I didn't turn it off, I'll say that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As obscene and silly, I think that's going
Okay. This is less smart Borat. Alright.
The comedian behind Borat, he had the LG show. He is a wonderful he's talented, right?
Yeah. He was in Sweeney Todd.
He's a talented actor. Yes, we all know about your fascination with Sweeney Todd.
Still haven't seen it.
You don't need to.
I don't.
Movie time, have you seen Lore? You already know the entire story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard it in transition.
Yep.
It's
Planes, Trains, and Automobile style.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't get to turn into a skeleton, though, unfortunately.
You get to the climax of the movie, Justin's describing it to you, and you look over and he's just like, ah, 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 ah. Oh,
we better get to
I want
to
prolong this because this is blissful ignorance. I don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to, I am living in fear, though.
if you keep the pitch going, we never have to watch the movie.
Yeah, exactly. You just got to pitch forever.
It's right in the name, though, guys. This is like reading from the Book of the Dead. You don't mess with the Zohan. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a message to future generations to steer clear. This is what you put at the site where they're burying all the nuclear waste. They're trying to come up with a way to warn people away from it 10,000 years from now, and they're like, well, language will have evolved, and we can't use symbols. You put a copy of this playing on an old LCD screen, and people will be like, oh god, we don't understand it, but we know it's a horror, whatever's down there. Is this Happy Madison?
Yes.
Ooh, we got that to look forward to. We're in the Sandlot, like, feet planted, ready to play ball.
Uh-huh. Over under, how many of the Sandlot do you think is in there? He usually doesn't use all of them.
Almost all of them.
I'm gonna say 2. I'm gonna go low ball.
Man, okay. From the other movies around this time, this is the one you never hear.
I think there will be a reason that you're about to find out.
You hear about this, Josh?
This is one of those movies I see, you know, people going like, oh, I love, like when, you know, when people list, like, these are some of the movies that I like or have to say lines from.
Whenever someone tells you, these are the movies I love, and they list, you don't mess with the Zohan in that list,
he'll learn this for himself. He's about to watch the movie. He knows what you're talking about. He'll know, I'm saying. Oh, what horrors he has in store for us, Josh.
I remember, this was one of those, like, it was, I remember hearing about it when it was out. Like, it was that level of popular.
It fell under my radar. I must have not seen any sort of theater.
I think I did see this in theaters, but I can't remember.
Oof, you were still definitely on the one and done. Train?
Definitely one and done.
Until
now, yeah.
2008. From what I remember, this movie came late for the content. I won't give any spoilers right now, but...
You mean 2000 late?
2000 and late, yeah. To quote the Black Eyed Peas. Oh, wow. Let's get to it.
Let's mess with the Zohan.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's poke the bear.
We're going to poke the Zohan.
This is going to curse the podcast as if it already isn't.
Yeah.
Shook down on your loving, and boy, I can't wait to get started loving you. All night long, I'll get it done.
And that disco's over.
Wow, we're back in the hot, sweaty, drippy summer Sandler swampy days, aren't we?
Yeah.
Really? I think I'm going to call that taxi because I want to go back to New York.
I would rather take the taxi from last week's movie, Taxi Driver. You don't?
Yeah.
I know I said last week that I miss Ler, but I was wrong.
You were.
I was so wrong.
It's nice to hear you say that, though, because wowee, tonight's movie was terrible.
It's bad. So we I think we all agreed that I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry was the worst, with Josh saying maybe Waterboy. Is it now this one? Because it is for me.
Yeah, this movie is wrong on every level. The worst level is that it's a comedy movie that it's not, and it's not funny.
It's a comedy movie about war crimes, basically.
Yep.
Yeah, it's trying to make fun of all the wrong things. My face behind this is back is I thought I'd gotten over it, but nope, it's still there.
Did you not recognize Rob Schneider in this?
So no, I didn't recognize Sandler.
How long did you go before you realized?
We told you this was a Sandler movie.
So I knew this was a Sandler. I know that traditionally he plays the main character, which was presumed. He named Zohan when I started this. The mm-hmm. scene opens with who I assume was the Zohan.
Yeah.
Definitely
the Zohan.
Everyone loves him. He's.
And I was like, is that? That
can't be Sandler. In his butt.
That's not Sandler.
Oh, we have butt comedy.
There's no way that's Sandler.
Seconds. Yeah. So it was the hair and the accent?
It was the hair and the accent. Yeah. Like
and
I.
The spray tan?
I thought Sandler was going to come in as like a second character.
Josh, I'm a little confused because mm-hmm. you're citing an accent as one of the reasons that you didn't recognize him, meaning you're expecting him to have his normal voice, but
yeah,
you guessed
right.
he was going to be a foreigner.
That's correct.
It didn't matter to his face blindness.
Maybe, I guess I didn't put one, or I was like, maybe he'll just look like a foreigner. He's like in a disguise. But I don't know, it was, the character is so ridiculous, even Sandler. I
he
guess
fooled
it's
you.
Gonna be off.
It became a different person, man.
He
That's how good
me.
His acting
he's a
is.
Chameleon.
He's such a good actor, Justin.
Wow, he's a shapeshifter.
This movie is kind of crazy, right? Because it's Sandler like realizing his like what he's been acting. The other movies, right? You know, this like cool rich guy who can do the thing.
It definitely feels. Sorry, go ahead, Josh.
This is like the first movie where, like he manifests it, right? Like real is this, oh yeah, I can just be a cool rich guy that does everything, and that's my character.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
it's,
a super
it's like a Sandler movie where he isn't a normal guy, right?
Yeah.
And
this
that makes
movie,
all the difference.
I feel like had way more slapstick in it than a lot of his movies.
Most sure. recent movies for sure.
Recent
Don't
movies.
Like slapstick.
Not this kind.
Not a fan.
This kind at all. He's cooking fish naked on the beach while playing like badminton. And
well, first he catches he does a hacky sack and he catches it with his butt. And there's like a girl coming, watching him how good he is at hacky sack.
Oh, they set up the hacky. It was the cat hacky sack later.
Oh, we'll talk about.
And
the
I was like, when was this a thing?
Movie.
I guess it happened really early on.
Yeah, and they also went to the hacky sack tournament, like the
right.
world final thing.
Right,
I never
right.
brought back the tug of war though. He's doing tug of war against like five buff dudes and,
and
the
a bowl.
He
and
kills
a bowl.
Those dudes. He throws them into a pit and then throws a bowl on top of them.
Yeah.
Oh
did.
Wow, that fish would be really hot coming off the grill and then going into your butt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got
this is usually the kind of thing I'm on board. Right, like cool guy that does everything, but it's getting real immature real fast.
Oh yeah,
this movie,
Justin.
Yeah,
you could have just not told us this one existed.
I could have.
He's on the cover.
But I do feel like I owe it to my integrity that we have to do all of them.
Yeah, all right.
Surely there's worse one. There's got to be. We've got like what 25 years of sand. Left, surely there's another one.
No, this is 2008, right?
Okay.
Yeah, we got another 15 or so years of Sandler then.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of Sandler.
Yeah.
It is quite a bit, don't worry.
There's always room for a worse movie.
But a lot of those movies are Netflix ones, which Austin has banned.
Yeah, they can't. Sure. They have to be in theaters.
We have to be able to finish this list eventually.
Right. To just move on with our lives.
Yeah, when we're 40.
What a time to make us watch this movie, Justin.
I don't think there's any time to watch this movie.
I know.
It's a prescient issue.
I just
This movie could come out today.
Right off the bat, no.
And Hollywood would like it.
We are going to critique a lot of the choices made by Sandler and this movie. We are in no way anti-Semites. We are anti-Zionist.
Anti-genocide?
Yes. We don't want to come across as like, I don't know how you can talk about this movie and be more tone deaf than this movie, but God.
Good God. But yes, disclaimer, we're not anti-Semitic. This is just a ridiculous movie.
This feels like a fever dream somebody had after 9/11. This came out in 2008. That is far too late for this fevered, like, nationalist nightmare of a movie to come out. They're making a comedy about war crimes.
Uh-huh.
And, like, war in general and terrorism is such a term in...
Yeah.
He already did his 9/11
movie. It's very
movie.
One-sided. While pretending to be two-sided, it's very one-sided.
It is insanely one-sided, the language that's used, the portrayal of the Palestinian people. They're all just terrorists who run around and cheer for the bad guy.
All you gotta say, Austin, is that Rob Schneider's playing a Palestinian person. That tells you the level of respect that the movie gives them.
Yeah, also the main love interest in this is playing a Palestinian and Jewish woman. Like, we do not have any actual representation in a movie that's painting both sides kind of thing. Yeah. Like, as hard as a South Park goes centralist, this movie is like, oh, we just need to find common ground, and they couldn't hire a single Palestinian person to be in it because it's so offensive.
It's crazy.
And so one-sided. But to get back to the movie, the military cancels his sex vacation on the beach.
Yeah, he's having a sex vacation. He's definitely a sex tourist, right?
If he was just an oversexed playboy millionaire, and he
what if he was an American spy that was like this?
It was like undercover.
This kind of still over the top,
I swear he plays
like American Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Basically like Austin Powers.
There's a movie with him and Jennifer Aniston on Netflix that we can talk about because we ain't covering it. No spoilers. but he's a spy.
I haven't seen those.
I think there's two of them right now, and I haven't either. But from the description, he is a spy in those.
Okay.
It's not as goofy as this, obviously. I think you'd be wandering in civil parody territory if you did that.
Yeah.
And if you were British.
That's the level of this movie was like the comedy in it reminded me like it felt like I was watching one of those scary movie type things.
Yeah.
Like, but not actually scary movie because those were good. But like the 10th generation of those where it's like making
Apocalypse
fun of like 300. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Movie or a haunted movie. Yeah, I remember those straight to DVD ones. I was gonna say it's like a bad Naked Gun.
Sure.
With the level of comedy in it, but like not willing to take the actual jokes, just making really, really tired ones. John Turturro, an Italian man, is playing our lead Palestinian bad guy, quote unquote, terrorist dude named, I say quote unquote because he had a fake name. The Phantom, that's right. Okay.
Yes, The Phantom.
The Phantom. He's got like a whole village kind of under his sway, TV, and Adam Sandler's like, I don't want to fight anymore. He wants to retire from all the war crimes he's committed.
Yeah, well, he's basically just like, everybody else only wants to serve 5 years. Why can't I leave just because I'm good at it?
Painted as a sociopath. He's like, when I was your age, I'd killed 7 men to this 5-year-old mm-hmm. child. Like, his body count is in the thousands.
Oh, yeah. But that child you mentioned was my first, like... But, like, the laugh that got me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I
the one where he's like interviewing for hair position jobs, and he's at the kids one, and he just like for Vulcan nerve pinches the crying kid, and he just not goes unconscious.
Right. First, he totally threatens him and is like, "You don't want to get your jugular cut." And yeah, we'll get to it, but it makes me think that violence towards children doesn't make him bat an eye for some reason.
Yeah, for sure.
I do love.
I like to think that was like, you know, it wasn't harmful.
Yeah, he just did it with such cold, like, stoicism. Yeah. It wasn't his first time.
Yeah, he's just like, and then it also got me that he finished it up with him saying, like, oh, now you can take the chance to get the back of his neck because he won't move.
And every kid in the place is crying. But we'll get to that. Right now, I love all of his Mariah Carey shirts. I didn't realize that he had on different ones until, like, I thought he was just rocking the same one, but it's so fun that he's a fan
constantly,
of Mariah Carey.
Constantly Mariah Carey shirts. I think it was a joke that, like, all of them are Mariah Carey fans, right?
A joke?
Yeah, because
it was played as a joke.
I think it was the truth. I think everyone in this is just a Mariah Carey fan.
I can't believe they got her for this.
I can't either. I can't believe they got
Chris Rock
too.
Lot
of people.
Did she like, was that just like a year that she only made like $5 million instead of $10 million from that Christmas song?
Or they didn't tell her anything about it. They're like, we need you for one scene. It's going to be real goofy because it's an Adam Sandler movie. Haha.
Mm-hmm. And it's just them talking about how much they love you.
Uh huh. And they didn't tell her what the movie was about.
The one thing you have to say, the one line you have to say is, I love you too, horny little man. That's it.
Uh huh. That was a good line, though. Is it not safer to just send one man than blow up an entire neighbor? Chilling line from this. It's part of his escape plan. He's going to fake his own death. Hummus plays a huge focus throughout the entire movie.
Oh my god. The all the stuff they do with hummus in this, I hated it.
He's
each time they
like
did
a,
it.
A chocolate bar into it.
He used
dad,
it as hair cream. He uses a toothpaste.
I fucking love when his dad takes off his glasses and dips them in the hummus and eats it.
Yeah.
Like, that got me. That took me by surprise and made me laugh. This fizzy drink is a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's... It seems alcoholic because he's pouring it on the fish and it's like flaming up.
It's probably. I don't know.
I feel
it seemed like a Fanta or something.
Yeah, but I feel like it's more of like a Four Loko.
Ooh, okay.
Because when we get to it later, Nick said it tore up his insides and he like painted the toilet.
Oh.
I feel like it's okay. An alcoholic energy drink kind of thing. That.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's if this was an American spy, he'd be Archer.
Sure. Yeah. This is more over the top than Archer, though.
Without class, as much as that seems odd.
Yeah.
God, we talked about Borat in the beginning of this. I finished
I wish
this
we
movie,
watched Borat.
And I felt like I needed to watch Borat to get the taste of this out of my mouth. That's how fucking disgusting.
Josh, do you agree with his statement that like his guess that this was just going to be the dumber Borat?
I don't like acknowledging that Borat is smart.
You don't have to.
But I'll say...
There's Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
You've seen that movie, too.
This is dumber than Borat. Sure.
Okay.
Yes. There is Dumb and Dumber. That's a good way to put it, Justin. This is the second movie we've watched about people who have a passion for haircut who get started cutting dogs' hair.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Josh?
Yeah?
Can you name that first one?
I feel like we saw it recently. It was the one... The dog van, right? With the pet service.
All right, so it's the third. That was
the
Dumb and Dumber.
It was the Dumb and Dumber? Okay.
But mm-hmm. I was actually thinking of Edward Scissorhands.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right.
I don't count Dumb and Dumber because he wasn't aspiring. Well, I guess he was. He wanted to open the business, right?
I don't think he wanted to cut people. I'll give you half a point. How about that, Josh?
Okay, sure. Okay. I'll take what I can get.
All right. He really does have to have dinner with his parents. He blew off all the hot babes. I thought he was just depressed cleaning his guns in the dark. Really hard cut to him, like, sitting in the dark. It's like Taxi Driver, and he's cleaning a table full of guns. And
yeah, the scenes where he's alone in his room are weird.
They're real dark. This could have been R, no problem. A hard R. And it might have been a little better.
Maybe. I probably would have been worse, because they would have been more... I don't know.
What more can you add with a hard R that they didn't in this that would have made it worse?
There's an uncut version of this, right?
Is there?
I don't know if I saw it.
No, he's...
I remember when I was looking up the posters, there was an unrated or something version.
He's at dinner. I don't want to see that one. I do want to see the bonus features. Maybe I'll look those up. Like, what makes it uncut? He's having dinner with his parents, and I love this line. You're too old to take a risk. Stay in the army where it's safe. He's getting into, like, terrorist activity every day.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a cartoon, right?
It is.
Like his spy work.
Oh, yeah, because he's a superhero. He can do the work of 20 minutes.
We don't see enough of that, unfortunately.
His fight with the Phantom here, where he fakes his own death, like, the Phantom, he, like, comes out of the room while he's chasing, like, goes around the corner while he's chasing him, and the Phantom just has a rocket launcher, and he, like, flips over it, and it blows up, and then he throws the guy a business card that's, like, the bomb repair paper by the government or something.
So, he's at dinner with his parents in this Yiddish word. The F-hole, and I was like, do I need to look that up? No,
you know what it is. You know what it is.
But I looked it up.
You know what it is.
But I'm not going to share it, because it's pretty apparent what it is.
Yeah, you know what it is.
He's fucking Assassin's Creed when it's wartime. He's, like, parkouring all over the city. He jump kicks this guy through a wall from the other side of it. Like,
yeah.
He does it twice. He has magic powers. Yeah, you're right. Like, the dude...
It's a cartoon.
He's like John Wick. He dives over this rocket. What was the business card? I didn't get that.
He literally does the joke from Austin Powers that they did in Goldmember, where Goldmember is really flexible and he kicks people with both of his feet, and it just it's weird and he like hits him in the face. They did that joke in this.
You're right. I knew I'd seen that somewhere before, and I thought it was just from the trailer of this. But you're right. They did that in Goldmember. Wow.
It's a straight ripoff.
He totally ripped off Goldmember. That was like almost 10 years before this. Wow. And that's not a one and done. That happens many, many times throughout this movie. The only people...
Oh, I thought you meant Goldmember.
...who makes sense in... It's really kind of... I don't know. Nobody makes sense. No, the only people trying to talk him out of violence are these people that he's killing, and it's not... just like that we don't like your country. It's not that cut and dry. And he's like, I don't care. And fucking Chuck Norris kicks him off of a third story building.
Mm-hmm.
John Turturro, when we is also inhuman, but in a more demonic way, because he's the evil bad guy. He's hanging from the ceiling like a bat.
He just runs like he ignores gravity.
He's running along the ceiling and dives out a window upside down.
Uh-huh.
It's
and then he just has a rocket launcher.
Oh, the first of many animal abuse in this. Sandler kicks a dog to jump out the window. And we'll get to it. It gets the horrible little children are throwing rocks at the superhero.
And he catches them all.
And
turns
them into a balloon animal.
A balloon, because that's exactly how an IDF soldier would treat... Palestinian kids throwing rocks at them, right?
We haven't seen numerous reports that just make me sick to my stomach when seeing this scene make fun of it. Oh my god.
Yeah.
What were they thinking when making this?
I don't know. This is insane.
I listened to a couple of interviews, and one of them I highly recommend. It's from a news channel that's gone dark for the past 8 years, but it seemed to be one of the first that interviewed celebrities. And they were really fucking edgy. Like, I've never seen an interviewer out horny Adam Sandler in the first few minutes.
Oh, God.
I recommend watching this, because at first, the interviewer's, like, dropping the F-bomb. They're just like, fuck this, fuck that. And Rob Schneider's...
Oh, okay, that one.
I know. Rob Schneider's like, oh, I effing love this movie, and it's the effing best. And he's, like, not swearing. And by the end of the interview, they must have got him a couple of drinks, because he... pretty degrading horny shit too.
Rob Schneider? No.
I've never seen an interview like this. It's like early days of YouTube trying to be edgy and sexy for sexy sake. Even the intro is highly horny.
That's weird.
It is. It is. But it fit this so well. And everybody they're interviewing is just having the best time making, like, crude jokes. No one's saying anything. It really felt like we'd be because it's... They... Oh, my God. It's fucking...
It just, like, infected everyone's minds. And everybody was just, like, juvenile and racist.
Yeah. And it didn't seem like...
No. They have accountability for their actions.
Sure, yeah.
Not a mind virus.
I don't know, racism.
Well, maybe
it's a mind virus.
Maybe it's a mind virus.
He escapes to America, rides with the dogs on the plane, and has hummus and dog biscuits. And this is where Josh realizes that we're dealing with Adam Sandler.
After he gets the haircut? Is that when you realize? Okay.
That's when I was certain.
His haircut is the Avalon that he gives himself. Yeah. He has one... Jean-Michel catalog from like 1987 or something, late 80s, and he thinks that's the only one, so he's based all his haircuts on that. He spends the rest of the time in the luggage hold cutting the dog's hair, and we're now in fucking New York. We can't have a Sandler movie without it. And this isn't the same New York we had last week in Taxi Driver. This is the Disney-fied downtown cleaned up Giuliani New York. And welcome to another character playing D there. Not we got Chris Rock playing a Jamaican cab driver.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't this funny? He was going to send for his family, but they got hacked up by machetes.
But he loves the Chinese food.
Everywhere other than America is really terrible. Scary and very, and very dangerous.
Yeah. So stay here.
He winds up in front of the Paul Michel, this giant hotel, or I'm sorry, salon. I guess it's a giant building. All of it can't be a salon. It's not 70 stories of haircutting. And imagines like a fucking commercial from the late 90s while humping the window. And
yeah. This is when he has the dream sequence, Josh. You were arguing, filling out your bingo card. Do you want to tell the audience how this did on the bingo?
Yeah, so this is our closest to blackout that we've had. There are three unmarked spaces, normal guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely not a normal guy.
And dead family.
We have a flashback.
Not a child flashback.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. I'm very surprised we don't have a childhood flashback.
I was really surprised we didn't see him as a kid, like, being a cool guy that does the thing.
An anti-terrorist. I'm sorry, a counter-terrorist.
Mm-hmm. And even, as you were saying, even the Palestinians were calling... Oh.
Yeah, even when it was a Palestinian newspaper, they wrote about Sandler as basically the hero who was a counter-terrorist. I did, obviously. He has stolen military tech. He brought these glasses to identify people from a distance. He also steals from taxis. Travis Brickle is going to shoot this dude in the fucking chest because he's riding on top of taxis like Spider-Man.
Dude, it wouldn't work. That, did you not see what happened whenever people shot him? He like caught it in his nose.
It wasn't Travis Brickle who did it in the mirror over and over and had a custom Assassin's Creed arm brace and like 12 guns. So we'll see. I want to see him fight the Zohan.
Yeah, where's that ultimate death battle?
Everybody's making fun of him in the hair salon. They're like, oh, where'd you get your hair? 20 years. Who did that? And he's like, I must talk to the owner. So at least he's not beloved for long. He will be soon.
For sure. He's not beloved here because he's a weird foreigner. And that's, you know, that trumps everything.
There's a cop and they blame the guy on the bike, of course.
This is the Sandlot, I think.
Yeah, first the Sandlot appears. Nick Schwartzen riding his bike around. He asks Sandler if he's bionic because he knocks a dent out of a car. And Sandler says, no, I'm only into the ladies.
Yeah.
He
says, no.
Just constant homophobic comedy throughout this one, too.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Speaking of great, here's Rob Schneider's brown face appearance in this movie.
Oh, it's almost like a tradition of a Adam Sandler movie at this point.
And this kicks off something really, really
problematic. What different races has he played?
And
just Adam Sandler movies. I mean, that's the only movies he's in nowadays.
That's your spreadsheet.
Yeah.
But this kicks off something really problematic, in which every person of color or brown person in this Middle Eastern descent, every one of them has a stockpile of weapons easily. Every one of them is either a terrorist or a counter-terrorist. And they kind of do that thing where there's the two white women in the car and they're like, be quiet, he could be a terrorist. And it's like, oh, they're racist for saying that, obviously. But then it justifies it throughout the movie by having every single person in New York who is not white be a terrorist.
Besides the love interest.
Yeah, she's the terrorist brother.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Her sister, I'm sorry. He's her
sister.
Yeah. God damn, he's half Australian and half Mount Everest. Mm-hmm. But this entire movie, it sounds like he's doing a bad French accent, I gotta say.
Yeah, I don't know. It's whatever it is. It's not what he thought he was doing.
Oh, man. As soon as he goes into Nick Schwartzen's house, he needs a place to stay. And I'm like,
I take that back. If he thought about what he was doing,
he wouldn't have made
this movie wouldn't have got made.
Yeah. As soon as he walks into Nick Schwartzen's house, I'm like, oh, he's going to fuck his mom. And this is not a movie with any tact.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's going to fuck the mom, like, right away.
Because the very next scene, without even a scene cut, he is fucking the mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, talk about, like, despisable to be heroes. He's talking to fucking Nick Schwartzen in the kitchen, and he pisses on his cat.
Yeah. And like, then he sprays the cat with hummus and, like, juggles him, like, kicks him.
There's a lot of animal abuse in this that's not funny. And they actually sprayed the cat with hummus and with water, not piss. But, like, still, I don't think a kitty wants that. And it's not.
No, it's not.
And don't show somebody kicking around a cat.
Even CGI.
I don't like
it. You don't need it.
No, unless it's an evil cat and it's well justified, leave that shit in Pet Cemetery. This is not the movie for it. How many times a day do you make sticky, Michael? He asked the kid. And I thought he meant how many times a day does he make sticky, like how many times he comes, but he means how many times he has sex.
Yeah.
I thought Michael was going to answer like an obscenely high amount. That's Nick Schwartzen's character. And he'd be like, oh, good for you. You don't need my help then. And you'd be like, oh, by myself. But no. He goes to the club with him, the disco, as he calls it. And he just goes and assaults the DJ and starts playing old
music. Puts him in the pretzel. The pretzel thing is an ongoing joke.
You like that, Josh?
There was one part that got me, where he, like, knocks a guy over, and then it cuts to him being a pretzel. Like, you don't see it happen. And I almost laughed at that.
If that was the only funny part of the Bourne Identity, that would be hilarious. Like, if this dude didn't know he was a secret spy and he got triggered and started folding people into pretzels, we're back in. Someone assaults him, or no, someone recognizes him. He's the only one who assaults people in this movie. And at this point,
well, the Phantom.
I had to take a hummus break of my own. Like, I had already prepared it, guys. It wasn't a joke. I know we like to theme our dinners sometimes around what we're watching, but I had already made up a plate of hummus, and it was quite good. The hummus in the movie did not turn me off to hummus, which is a delicious snack.
It is. I love hummus.
They call it... This is like the sushi scare of the 80s. The hummus scare of the 2000s. Like,
which I didn't feel like lasted as long, right?
I feel like the entire 80s and early 90s were like, oh, sushi's, isn't that raw fish? But the hummus thing, it was because of 9/11 and it was stigmatized. And also French food again, because they didn't terrorize the Middle East.
Yeah.
But I feel like hummus is really good.
I love hummus, yeah.
And,
Josh, what do you think about hummus?
I like hummus a lot.
You heard it
quite often.
All of us. Have you seen pro hummus?
I had a supremely spicy hummus, which is one I really like.
Nice.
Yeah, you get some good pita chips with that. Come on. Or a nice pair of bifocals. Dip it in your tea. He's killed multiple dogs, our hero.
Yeah. Like nothing.
This is our hero. He's killed multiple pets. He now wants to pursue his dream, the one that his parents have laughed at him and called a slur because he wants to cut hair.
Yes. He
does terribly in a black salon, which is a movie that, or a scene that should have just been cut.
Yeah, where he attacks the dreads.
Yeah, he wants to make people silky smooth. That is his tagline. Everything about him is very concerning, and I wouldn't give him a job.
He's hypersexualized.
Yeah. He tries working with the kids. We already talked about that. It goes disastrously. Did he learn nothing from... Come on. There's a place which I actually like the gag. It's called Going Out of Business, and that's the name of the store.
Oh, yeah.
Just a drive sales, yeah.
Do you guys remember this time? It was the, like, death of the mall, and you'd go in there and there would be so many businesses going out of business.
I think it's still something people do.
Oh, definitely have going out of business sales when they're like getting bought out by another company or just to hype profits. Sure, sure.
But yeah, it's a good joke that the store is just named that.
I didn't like that it's self-deprecating in being like, oh, all Middle Eastern people who are from Israel move here and work in electronics stores. Like, he thinks the self-deprecation, but he's not from Israel. He's from New York. He is a Jewish man. Good God, Sandler.
It's not great.
It's just adding more stereotype on top of what's already... They joke about how once you work in an electronics store, you get trapped in one. And I think I thought that was kind of funny. Like, giving the
guy
backstory,
was like... The guy was going through all the people and telling, like, what they came here to be. Yeah. The one that made me laugh was the hand model, and you could see the guy doing, like, the exaggerated hand movements to show off
whatever.
Trying to
sell, like, a watch or a ring or something. Yeah. That kind of character play, see, adds to the world. And then we go back to just a whole cartoon of what war in the Middle East is, because there's a hair salon across the street. That's the Palestinian side of the street, and we're on the Israeli side of the street. Phantom is a hero because he killed the Zohan, and he's opened up a fast food
Book and Tuck in restaurants or something.
I don't even know, and it looks good.
I'd
probably try it.
I mean, I don't eat meat, but
they might have vegan options. Falafel is vegan. You never know. All sort. You got
to ask. Great.
You got to ask. Hummus is vegan. All that stuff. He can do magic push-ups. These are kind of like the dick push-ups from Tenacious D.
Oh yeah.
And even where she just does like, "You're. I know you're doing magic in front of me, but fucking stop. It's so annoying." Like, if you saw someone like hovering in front of you, but they wouldn't stop singing the good song over and over or something, you're like, "Wow, that's really impressive. I hate you."
Cool, no-handed push-ups. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Oh my God, he gets. There's a flashback here where he's getting interrogated with what do they call that? Enhanced interrogation.
Yeah.
Where they're just breaking every war crime out there by torturing their and someone cuts off his hand and he from the Adams family and
to get his way out.
Did this really happen?
I believe it's canon.
I think it happened, yeah.
Wow. He just goes on to brushing his teeth with hummus. It's still so
yeah, hilarious, right?
He's been banging the mom a lot, but she's helping him now prepare with small talk for hairdressers.
Yeah.
I thought that was a funny gag. I would read that.
Yeah. Book. And then she has her son come in, and then Adam Sandler's naked, and he's like uncomfortable because Adam Sandler's naked. He sees his mom in there, and his mom gets up to console Adam Sandler because he says he's not good at cutting hair. And oh, look, she's naked.
Oh, we see a lot of Sandler butt in this, but we saw some mom butt too.
Yeah.
Do you think the Sandler butt was a butt double?
I don't know.
I feel like he's in okay shape at this time.
Yeah, he's in okay shape.
But I feel like the shots made it indicated butt double to me. Maybe he's confident about that like burgeoning six pack he's got going on, but he's just like, my butt's not there yet. I got to spend more leg days at the gym.
Got to do more squats.
He has a heavy spray tan on in this movie, we'll say. him appear darker.
Sure. Uh-huh. Lots of spray tan.
Lots of spray tan on everybody in this. He's working at night so he can sweep up hair, and it's fucking the scene where he's like catching
my
hair.
My God, could you imagine this?
He'd be out of there.
Fire him. Fire him right now.
It's 2008. As grossly sexual as the customers, like, you're having a lawsuit on your hand.
Oh, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about just how annoying he was about, like, getting that, the hair as it was falling.
Yeah, that in combination with this. Like, he's out. I don't fucking care. Get out. He's a driver at night. He's given old Travis the competition. He's driving the Fonz. They're the Sandlot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in this interview, Schneider calls him the Sandman off camera. Like, off in the interview. It's something they use amongst themselves.
Oh, yeah. You know they do.
I have betrayed my salon, and stabs himself in the leg. I think this would have been better with blood. I think it should have pooled up around the wound and then squirted out when he pulled it out.
Yeah.
The fact that he doesn't even get stabbed, what the fuck are they even saying? Is he
we missed a gag, because he doesn't feel pain, Austin.
He doesn't feel pain, and the Phantom doesn't feel pain either.
They have a don't feel pain off.
Oh, and
Adam Sandler won because he put a piranha in his Speedo.
And he let it eat his dick.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. Is that how you win a fish off? Is that how you win a fish fight no pain game?
Yeah, that's how you prove that you don't feel pain, is you let something eat your dick.
Yeah, and then you're a winner?
It proves you don't feel pain. I don't know about winning.
Well, Debbie has quit, so here's his chance, one of the salon girls. And he is just disgusting client. He sucks her earring off in a moment that made me gag.
Oh my God.
And then
the fact that all of these women are into it is
bullshit.
Easy. I know they're, like, older. They're like, they play it off as a joke because they're, like, older women, right? Mm-hmm. But, my God.
How many?
He's not even... Do you even think he's a good hairdresser at all? Or are they just coming here because he's paying them?
They say it's the haircut. The women even say it. But okay. I think you're going to get one... I mean, they can't all be widows. One of their husbands coming in. There's a line around the block and just shooting the fuck out of Sandler.
Again, he'll catch it with his nostril or his buttocks.
But that'll out him. He'll have to move on. He'll be like the Hulk and moving from town to town trying to find his place cutting hair in this sad world. It's so gross. He licks her soapy hair.
Yeah, this is gross.
Ugh.
Like, I don't like it. He makes such a mess.
Yeah.
They like talk about like, oh, you're hired. What the fuck? How would this ever get you hired?
Unless
first
left
of all,
$100 tip.
You sexually assaulted that woman multiple times.
Uh-huh.
And look at you sprayed water everywhere, man.
There is good soundtrack in this movie, though. That's one upside.
And then he goes and fucks her.
Yeah, in front of everybody.
And everybody,
like, I'm not done
and
with
everybody
her yet.
And everybody in the store is like, oh, this is good. This
would
is a good
not
idea.
Have like OSHA coming by or somebody like the health and safety people and being like, hey, this is basically a brothel at this point.
Yeah.
I don't think you can just wash people's hair and every woman in the city in the back room. He's not even using condoms, it doesn't look like.
No, no way.
Rob Schneider's once into it with these white ladies, and he spots the Zohan and realizes this dude stole his goat. One of the most egregious crimes I can think of.
Honestly, I'm surprised that they weren't making a goat fucker joke.
Yeah.
I was expecting it.
There was a twist. His dick isn't enormous. That Speedo bulge is just his enormous bush.
Yeah.
Kinda something. I don't know if it's funny, but it's something.
Yeah, he shows the guy, and the guy's like, it's not that big.
No,
and he's like, no, I was talking about the bush.
This fucking scene where he sexually assaults a customer with his coworker.
Yeah, he forces his coworker to sexually assault someone.
His coworker, who is obviously gay.
Obviously gay.
And he doesn't tell Zohan. It never comes up. It's never said.
Never said.
Is that so they could air this movies in more, like, repressed places?
I guess. I don't know.
Wow. Just wow. He goes for a walk and is just terrible to his boss. He's like, usually I don't get to know women before we have sex. I can't even name all the nonsense words he is using in this cock and pussy and sex and everything. That's how they got away from the R rating, is he's making up his own slang for most of it. He can't get it up with the old ladies and for his boss.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like forbidden. His parents would kill him.
Right.
This war has been going on for 2,000 years. How dare, in war, you fall in love with someone from the other side? That's never happened in anything.
No.
He's going to save the world with romance, ain't he?
Unheard of.
They're playing hacky sack with the cat and making hate jokes about Palestinians and talking about, like, bro stuff, like love, all at the same time.
Yeah.
And these are Meanwhile,
Rob Schneider and his friends keep on calling the Hamas, like, customer support hotline thing Jesus to try Christ. To report him.
Yeah.
The
terrorist supplies press 4. They try and buy liquid nitrogen, but because they have an accent, the pharmacist doesn't understand and gives them a ton of Neosporin.
Yeah, also they can't read, even though they just read.
Yeah, they could show him the list and he could read it.
Yeah, also he would hand them the thing that said Neosporin on it, and they'd be like, this doesn't say liquid nitrogen, it says Neosporin.
Also, I don't think liquid nitrogen is a component for making any sort of bomb. Yeah. It's a cool thing. I'm not a bomb making expert.
Maybe. You might be able to.
Maybe I might be a bomb making. No, this is like the kind of shit that froze evil T-1000. This is the super cold liquid.
Sure. But I'm not confident enough to say you can't make a bomb with it.
Usually you're about bomb making, it does involve nitrogen, and that's why, like, if you buy a bunch of fertilizer at one time that's nitrogen or steel, but I've never heard I guess nitrogen in any form, if you have it liquid, you're right, maybe. I don't know, did they do their research too much in this and, like, give away a secret? He sprays the cat with hummus. Nick's mom, fuck this, she tastes the mysterious goo born from the ground. Like, you get a package thrown at your door full of goo.
And you just eat it. You live in New York.
You just ate cum. You just ate somebody's cum. Probably a couple people's. Oh, God. Ugh. He takes the community night watch patrol from, and Kevin Nealon's in it, another of the Sandlot.
Uh-huh.
I believe he'll be featured more, but he was in Happy Gilmore, wasn't he? Like, he was one of the early ones.
Yeah, he was in, I think, Happy Gilmore.
Well, either
yeah. way. Yeah, he was in Happy Gilmore, I'm pretty sure.
He told him, he was like his mentor after his one-handed mentor kind of died. Like, he gave him advice one time on the court. They knew each other from SNL, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So, spots some vandals. How dare they destroy property? Let's beat them to a pulp. But these aren't any vandals. These are knife-wielding vandals, really high-up real estate businessmen. And this movie...
Michael, or Wallbridge, played by Michael Buffer.
And this is the dude who announces fights, right?
Yes.
This is the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy?
Yeah.
From Ready to Rumble?
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
Yeah. And it takes a crazy twist halfway through this movie, because now we want to build a mall with a roller coaster on top of it. And the boss has a figurine of his girlfriend. I love this feature. He's like the villain, but he's like, look at this small model I had of the mall. Now look at this small model I had of my girlfriend. And
yeah, she's got the perfect proportions. The tits to ass ratio is perfect.
He sounds like an alt-right Redditor.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's definitely like on that, like, the Reddit where they like measure your skull
Or yeah, like phrenology is back.
Yeah, or like the face smashing stuff where they like try to break your face bones so you can re-heal it back and get a stronger jawline.
Yeah, or how many people Eastern Europe to get heightening surgeries?
Oh god, or to find wives.
Just permanently disfiguring themselves by having like 3 to 4 inches added into insane. There's almost a street fight because the one side thinks the other side did it, blah blah blah. It's alluding to real world conflict in FWA. As if the movie couldn't get more racist, they contact white terrorists now to say a bunch of racist shit. And oh my god, it's Dave Matthews again. He's back.
Playing the leader of the white terrorists.
The only person in this movie, any rate, playing the ethnicity that he's playing. Yeah. The South African Dave Matthews.
Hey, Nick Swartzen's playing a white guy.
I'm joking because Dave Matthews is from South Africa and he's playing like an Alabama hillbilly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not that South Africa hasn't dealt with insane apartheid and racism and genocide of its own. Oh god, why did they make this movie? Rob is trying to find the Phantom, but now the Phantom has over 200 fast food locations.
Yeah.
And isn't it hilarious, guys, how other languages have different numbers?
Oh, so funny.
Even though our numbers are literally fucking named the Arabic numerals.
Yeah. Let's make fun of them.
We're making fun of Arabic's listing numerals. Yeah.
This one did kind of like it didn't make me laugh, but it almost made me laugh. Not that joke, but the fact that they carried it on for so long.
The bargaining got me almost afterwards, where he's talking to John Turturro, and I hate that John Turturro's in this because I just watched Severance. And that is such a fun. Oh, it's very dark, but it is a good show. It's like sci-fi and weird.
The one with Adam Scott?
And liminal. Yeah, and it's directed by Blue Steel himself. What's his name? Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller. Nice. Yeah.
And it's really good. Apple.
Oh, okay. I don't have that
season
one
just ended on a great cliffhanger. I'm crossing my fingers it gets picked up because I loved what they did with the first season. John Turturro is fabulous. Him and Christopher Walken are in it. And
I like John Turturro normally.
Same. It just makes me sad that he's in a movie like this. John Turturro and Rob Schneider are reaching a compromise, and I almost like this, how he gets a yogurt stand off of the main thing, like a food court.
Yeah, but he doesn't get any profits.
And he doesn't get to have sex with one of John Turturro's wife. He just gets one pee-pee chutch from them. He doesn't stipulate how long, but this isn't what made me laugh, like that bargaining. What made me laugh is when they turn away and like his wife and daughter are just watching, like, you fucking idiot. Like,
yeah.
That's what you're bargaining for. The Phantom has a fight scene, getting ready, Rocky montage, where he cracks two eggs in a glass and live chicks come out and he drinks them. And this almost worked. This was like Austin Powers.
If the movie was this level the entire time,
I'm in.
And also not racist.
No. If it was just like, there's no way to make it good. Never mind. I'm not in. I'm in for it being more goofy because this cow hanging there. And he's hitting a slab of beef, and then they both see the cow, and they're terrified that a cow is hanging there.
Because they think it's dead, and he kicks it, and it moves. It moves, and they're like, ah!
He finally comes out to Nick Schwartzen and that he's Israeli. He's been telling him he's Australian and Tibetan. And the mom's like, I knew he was, because he's circumcised. So if Israel's the only place in the world where men are circumcised, but... Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I'm circumcised, and...
You're a counter-terrorist from Israel?
Shh.
Okay. Well, I'm not. Do we have to be enemies? Josh, you're the breaking vote on this.
No.
Come on, Josh, what's the majority? No, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Which way does the podcast swing?
Josh, do you have uncut gems?
I feel like not answering and keeping the stale. It is more interesting.
Oh, the suspense. You know that'll just drag it out and become like a running joke then if you keep it a mystery. Save it for the live show. Show everybody.
Oh my god, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, that, let's do a...
A reveal?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's not a lawsuit.
Hey, if they... You can have nudity at a live show for sure.
Yeah, I guess if we advertise that it's going to happen beforehand.
Yeah. We're not talking about anything sexual, just tasteful nudity. Oh, man. He meets up with the girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. Can't we just love and get along? You're the only one that makes me Steve. I almost laughed at that. He's trying to say you're like the only one that makes me stiff or something.
Yeah.
You'll always be my special one. Like, goddamn, he says these really sweet lines, and then his boner waves at her. And then yes. He says, like, a sweet line, and he tries to dry hump an old lady. Like, there's no traction in this movie. It's like we're on the slipperiest Sandler slope ever.
It's unhinged. This is an unhinged movie.
Yeah, he has another Mariah Carey shirt, and I was like, okay, keep that going. there's a soccer match, right? That's what it is, soccer?
It's hockey, hacky sack.
Oh, it's set up like a soccer match, but it is hacky sack. Kevin James here and John McEnroe, two other Sandlots. And, you know, John McEnroe, he played tennis and got real angry and threw his racket at the ground. He's almost as bad as a terrorist.
Almost as bad as a terrorist, yeah.
You tell him, Kevin James, who's never got mad and thrown a tennis racket in his life.
Austin, have you seen Kevin James? He just shrugs his shoulders and gives the puppy dog eyes and everybody forgives him.
He's in UFC now.
He can still do that, though.
Uh-huh. I'm so glad they're in this. But, you know, the city loves our immigrant types from the Middle East, says the announcer. And yeah. Oh shit, Mariah is here, which almost gives this movie a star. That almost... but the fact that she's singing the national anthem and doesn't even finish it, I'm like, nah. We don't get a full song, even if it is the national anthem from Mariah. I would go to soccer if there were more disco breaks.
Yeah, sure.
I do like that they get Mariah to sign a record saying, "All I want for Ramadan is you." Like, that would be a pretty sick record to have signed. all the Palestinian terrorists in this are sweet and inept and just, like, bumbling bad guys, and that's what John Turturro is once again. This is where they get into...
Yes, but he is also, like, superhuman.
Yes, he's the only one other than the Zohan, I think, who's superhuman.
Yeah.
We don't see anybody else like doing a million kicks in 1 second or like.
No.
He's literally doing like Kung Fu Hustle shit.
Yeah, for sure.
The community,
but not nearly as good.
Is under attack. The Hacky Sack tournament was a diversion. The white nationalists are dressed up in Arabic garb and throwing Molotov cocktails. There's a scene where a taxi pulls up and like 100 dudes get out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about this. It was kind of a funny sight gag, but it doesn't feel good. None of this feels
good.
Phantom tries to fight the fire, which was pretty funny.
Like, why you gotta take the clown car gag and make it racist?
Right? Ugh. I've heard it racist before, too, and I just don't like that. Like, come on. Why's all of this gotta be here? The Phantom trying to fight the fire, though, is really funny. I'll give it that. Like, he goes in there and he's literally punching the fire out.
Yeah.
But, of course, he can't do it.
I was really hoping when Adam Sandler said he can't do it alone that he was just gonna go in there and they were going to punch it out.
Yes, that's what I wanted. But he can't. He can't let the Phantom be the hero. He has to be the hero. So he grabs an industrial-sized keg of hummus and fire hoses it in there, saving the day. We find out that his boss is the Phantom's sister, and that's what makes things so complicated. But she says she loves him, and he's like, really? Why? I've been so gross. I banged 2,000 women in front of you, basically.
In front of you, yeah.
And you think you love me now? I need to leave. Yeah. The Phantom also has a dream, though.
Mm-hmm. She'll sell shoes.
And he's really good at it. While they're in a fight, he measures Sandler's feet. He comes up with,
they bring back the joke again! The joke that they stole, they use it again!
Where he's kicking with no feet on the ground, how's he holding himself up? I like that the Phantom has a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It fleshes out his character a little more. But
this is whenever, like, the people, the Palestine side of the street and the Israeli side of the street get together, and they're like, why does everybody hate us? And they're like, well, they hate us because we're Arab, and the Israelis are like, well, they hate us because we look like you.
Or they think, wow, we're you, yeah.
Isn't that a great joke, everyone?
Can't we all get along because everybody else hates us? yeah, it's not funny, and it's punching down. Just like,
I don't like it at all.
I don't know. But Dave Matthews has a bomb and some puppies because he's the real bad guy. Like, we gotta hammer
these puppies.
I hate these puppies. And Sandler's like, who cares? I've killed 100 puppies. But they have to come together. And, oh, wow. Talk about cartoonish. This, I don't like this, where they come together and make the sound.
The sound.
That hasn't been made for 1,000 years. And they both know how to do it.
Yeah.
It's been,
they even know how to do, they even know how to switch parts.
Yeah. And what this does is it's just a giant sound wave that disarms the bomb and blows up a bunch of windows and also blows up a bunch of businesses.
Yeah.
They kind of do what they're trying to prevent Dave Matthews and the other terrorists from doing.
Yeah, they are.
A lot of collateral damage. And they're okay with it because they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Matthews blows up flying through a window, and we get a special cameo by a bunch of people. He lands on a couch between George Takei and Bruce Valanche.
Yeah. And,
which is to tell us, this is a gay party.
Oh, yeah. And we all know that they're going to hold him there against his will.
And probably kiss him a little. The sound also pops the real estate mogul's girlfriend's boobies. And that really distresses him.
That destroys him. Because that's the thing, that's the joke he kept saying, is like, you're lucky that my girlfriend is perfect, otherwise I'd be very upset.
Uh-huh.
That's a joke he said multiple times.
And once her boobies pop, he is not okay. He's very upset. Oh, they blow up at the entire block, but that's okay, because we'll do what the bad guys were gonna do, but we'll do it right. We'll put a mall here.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll have a shoe, and it'll have an electronics store, and goat rides, and a salon.
Isn't it wonderful? We'll all live at the mall.
Yeah, and I know the
bad all the guys, houses are gone.
The bad guys wanted to do this, but if we do it, it's not bad, right?
You're right.
It's only bad if the bad guys do it.
It's only bad if the bad guys do it.
Which is kind of the whole premise of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
His mom and dad show up one last time.
And also, Austin, don't forget, who is the bad guy and who's the good guy isn't subjective at all.
No.
It's black and white. Like, there's clearly a good side and clearly a bad side.
Only the bad guys say that it's not black and white. And that means it's wrong, right?
Yeah. So I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
Bad guy coming through.
Yeah. Circumcised bad guy coming through.
I'm glad that line is getting so much use.
That's a t-shirt. All right, so his parents come in and call him a hate slur in Yiddish one more time.
But it's heartwarming,
because isn't this your Palestinian girlfriend? Cool, give me a haircut. And they make up.
I'm pretty sure they're married at this point, because it was like a year later and she's pregnant.
So he didn't even invite them to the wedding.
Well, yeah, because he thought that they would like hate it.
I think they would hate it much more if he didn't invite them to the wedding.
Probably.
If they showed up and they're like, this is your girlfriend? He's like, no, we got married. I think they... And here's our two kids.
Yeah. Yeah, but Austin, they end this movie. The last line in this movie is using a slur in a heartwarming way.
Yeah, to bring family closer together. Because those people don't deserve families. Ugh. The bullshit that is getting away with and got into theaters, I cannot believe.
It's crazy.
Ooh-wee. So, I know Josh said he would recommend this before we start.
Oh, wait!
No.
One thing I wanted to bring up, because it was another truly disturbing moment of this movie. He All right. hits on his mom before he realizes it's his mom.
Yeah, he's like, that's the type of woman I would be all up inside if I wasn't with you. And the thing is, she looks nothing like his wife. Absolutely
nothing.
He does have a thing for, like, women, I guess. Because he has to, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't just doing that for their sake.
No, he seemed to like it.
He seemed to really like it. Oh, wow. Just, oh, wow. This is loosely based on a true story of Naziz Arbib, a soldier who moved to Solana Beach, California, and became a hairdresser.
Oh, okay.
The film taught Adam Sandler. They all learned a bunch from about haircuts so they could make this movie.
Oh, okay.
The script, surprise, surprise, was written in 2000.
Oh, yeah, by Judd Apatow, Adam Sandler, and...
Judd Apatow?
Yep.
Wow.
Judd Apatow, Robert Schmeigel, and Adam Sandler.
That's just... Oh, man. And they waited 7 years to make this then.
Uh-huh.
You'd think after that long, they'd be like,
this
you
movie
know...
was written before 9/11!
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of surprising. Yeah, I can't believe that this was written before 9/11. Holy shit.
What would it have been after?
Oh, so Zohan, I don't even know how horrible, I can't even process how horrible.
Oh my god.
So Vidal Sassoon is another famous Salon. Sassoon was an elite fighter with Israeli during the war of 1948. Like there's a lot of connections. Hair guys, barely armed forces. So I guess there is some precedent to making a film like this. I feel like, you know what? I feel like there is a better film version of this that I've heard of in the past where a soldier leaves to become a hairstylist, like in the past decade or so it was made. And it was a serious film.
Yeah. This movie has as bad a casting as the M. Night Shyamalan live action Last Airbender.
Yeah.
In fact, we remake the movie like they're doing with Netflix, but make it with the proper people.
You're saying remake this movie?
But make it good. It could be good.
I'm not even giving that chance.
They could go full Goofy, we're saying.
And it could be, like I said, it could be changed. It wouldn't be this, but the same premise. You could make a movie about this story.
Did you catch that, Josh, this isn't even the first movie with both Adam Sandler and John Turturro. John Turturro was the butler who banged his foot up in Mr. Deeds' Blackfoot.
Okay.
So is John Turturro... John Turturro's one movie away from being in the Sandlot.
If he's in any more, he's caught in the quicksand lot. But no, I was thinking when he was beating him with a crowbar in this, and he wasn't feeling any pain when he was hitting him in the face, I'm like, this is just a callback to Mr. Deeds, my least favorite part of that movie. My goodness. Would anyone recommend this?
No.
No.
This is
what about you?
The most diabolical Sandler movie we've come across yet, according to...
How do you get more offensive than I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry?
This.
But it's crazy!
It is.
It's crazy.
I think this was more homophobic than I now pronounce you Chuck
and Larry. Yes, it is!
Because at least in Chuck and Larry, they pretended to teach a lesson. Oh, wow. Most of this was filmed in Tel Aviv, Israel. Believe it.
That's kind of surprising.
Other than the new, like, obviously the New York shots. You got a budget for us, Justin? Or a tagline? I know both of those are in your wheelhouse.
I do got the tagline.
Okay. What's the tagline?
There's multiple taglines. He'll blow you away.
Okay.
He's... silky smooth and harder than trigonometry.
I like that. I like the trigonometry a lot. Usually he's he'll as make, hard as trigonometry.
He'll make you silky smooth.
That's, at least it correlates to the movie because he's constantly mm-hmm. saying that.
And then the other one that's on the poster. Lather, rinse, save the world.
Nope.
I like that.
He doesn't save the world, though.
He doesn't save the world.
No, he doesn't.
There could have been a better third part.
So
like budget, lather, rinse, disco, or something?
Lather, rinse, disarm?
Sure. Disco. So that's to be an R, though, because the phrase is repeat, right?
Oh,
so
lather, rinse. It's
got to be like an R word.
Yeah, but it's not in this one. It's lather, rinse, save the world.
He's right, to right. Make it good, yeah. The budget was $90 million, and sadly, gross worldwide, it made $204 million.
This is the second lowest rating movie he has on IMDb.
What's the lowest?
Grown Ups 2.
Ooh. Okay. We'll
Everyone
get there.
From Grown Ups except David Spade was in.
Oh, wait, no. There's one movie less than Grown Ups 2.
What do you got?
Grown Ups
Little
1.
Nicky.
Oh, Little Nicky.
Sure.
Little Nicky's 0.1 lower.
If you could make an R-rated Sandler movie, Little Nicky should have been it. Even if it was R, it didn't go hard enough. What do we have next on the docket for Sandler, Justin?
This is the last
next
on...
time we're gonna get it's bedtime. We're gonna go to sleep, and Adam Sandler is gonna get us tell us some nice bedtime stories.
So we've all seen Click, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why we're not doing it. I just
yeah,
we need to fast forward over Click.
I want to let everyone know that's why we're not doing it for Summer of Sandler, because the rule here on the podcast, if we've all seen it, it can't be done. We avoided Click. We hit fast forward, Josh. Good joke. Oh, I saw that one twice in theaters already. I don't need to see it again. Bedtime Stories?
Bedtime Stories.
Never seen. Should...
Also from 2008.
He is just cranking them out, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. You know, I hate to say it, but I think Bedtime Stories is just going to be a lot like Click. Well, I don't know. We'll talk about it on the episode.
Have you seen Bedtime Stories?
No.
Oh, okay. Preview for next
Fresh
time.
Hell.
Ooh.
And Josh.
Ooh.
We have one more on my list and two more on Josh's list. One more on Justin's list. So we're about halfway through the
list. Do you guys want
a little
hint for Bedtime Stories?
He tells Bedtime Stories.
A little tiny hint.
Is it a Happy Madison?
It's a Disney movie.
Whoa. I don't know if I like that. It's not animated, is it?
No.
Well, until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Justin. Hey, have you guys seen